Okay, today's daf is daf Yudalid. Just a note, I can't not talk about yesterday's daf for just a minute. The amazing discussion of on Amud Beis, the Gemara tries to find a makar for Misa Sabal. Misa Sabal is matir the woman so that she could get married. So we noted it's just amazing that the Gemara needs a makar for it. You might just say that once the Baal's not there anymore, the whole reason for this would disappear, so it's automatic. But the Gemara goes through various reasons how to get various sources, how to prove that the woman can get married by Misa Sabal. So there's a Darkei Moshe that talks about in Ebenezer, Shemesa Isha Tachas Baila, Shavchaisa Ide Navi. What happens if a woman dies and then a Navi brings her back? Navi brings her back to life. Eliola Ben Atzarfati, right? Like Elisha and Isha Shunamis and Leo did. So the question is, so what happens then? She comes back to life. Lopaka Zika Sabal Mialeha Vasur Li Nazila Acher. Once she comes back, so then the issue is that she's an Eishes Ish again. And therefore, if she hadn't gotten married yet, then she can't get married. What if she got married already? The Fischei Tshuva says that he's not sure. Fischei Tshuva quotes this and says, if the Baal dies, Misa Vadois, so then it's unclear. Some of the Achronim, the Rav Paalim, one of the great Sephardi poskim, says maybe there's a chiluk between Tchias HaMesem Al Yidei Neis and real Tchias HaMesem in the future. I mean, Tchias HaMesem Al Yidei Neis, so there you might say that maybe he wasn't fully dead yet, it's still in this world, the body comes back, so therefore there's an issue to talk about. But the future Tchias HaMesem, you can say everybody turns back to become an Eishes Ish. There are many sources, he says, that Tchias HaMesem will yachsu l'tchia rak ha'nefashos, v'lo ha'gufim, right? The gufim are going to come back, according to many sources. V'yim Kain, he says, b'nidon zeh lo shayach ela b'tchias al yidei neis. The only discussion that you can have here is Tchia al yidei neis. And even if you say Tchia al yidei neis works, I'm not so sure it works as Fischei Tshuva, because who says you're the same person after you come back through an ace that you were beforehand? You know, it might be it might just be that you know a person didn't die completely if the Navi brings him back. Anyway, that's a discussion in the postgame, amazingly, what is done. The Chazal also talk about what about Eishes Eliyahu or Eishes Rishua ben Levi, people who didn't die. That's also a Darkei Moshe, according to Truma Sadeshen and Simon Yud Zayin. Eishes Eliyahu Navi o Ishtas Rishua ben Levi Muteres. The lo ikri Eishes Ish ela Eishes Malach. They're not called Eishes Ish anymore. Eishes Malach v'shayi linasei v'nafkamina im yizke ish kamosan. What difference does it make to us? For Zohar to have a husband like that, right? That doesn't die. That just goes out to be the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eishes Chanoch. Other ones that might apply. But again, there's a big discussion there. It's yesterday's daf, but maybe we'll have time one day to talk more about it. Okay, so we are on the bottom line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Vayivama nikdes bebiya," that the Yavama, now getting back to the Mishnah Daf Beis, again, we spoke about how a regular woman is nikdes to the husband and to herself. So now we have the Yavama. The Yavama is Niknes Bibiya. How is Yavama Niknes to the Yavam? Through Bia. So Bibiya Min Allah. And how do you know through Bia? The Ritva says, the question isn't really, how do you know through Bia? How do you know not through Kesef and Shtar? Bia is Mefurish in the Pasuk. So the question is really, how do you know not through Kesef and Shtar? Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Yavama Yavo Aleha Ulakachalo Leisha. Yavama, he will, you could live with her, Ulakachalo Leisha, and then he will take her for a wife. So you see Yavama, and then comes the, then they have the status of marriage. V'yema l'kula milsa ki'isha. Once you see the word le'isha in the pasuk, maybe that means that the Yavama is like an isha in every way, meaning also the other darche kedushin, not just bia, but maybe kesef and shtar should also work. So where's his lo salka daitach? No, we don't have such a havamina. The Tanya of the Brisa says, "Yachol yehi kesef v'shtar gomrim ba kederach shabia gomeres ba." You might say that kesef and shtar are gomer, finish the process ba yibum, just like bia finishes the process. Tamalomar v'yibma. Now the Brisa says that he will, and it says it twice that he will do bia with her, bia gomer, do yibum with her. So we take that to mean bia gomeres ba vein kesef v'shtar gomrim ba. Bia works with her and not kesef and Shtar. Rabbi Yeshua notes that what was the Havamina? That just like Kesef and Shtar are Gomer, so to be is Gomer. Kesef and Shtar are not Gomer. Kesef and Shtar finish the process by a regular woman? No, the Kesef and Shtar only do Erisin. Right, so what do you mean Kesef and Shtar are Gomer? So he says, you just have to fit that into the words of the Gemara. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Avagad b'shar kiddushin ein kesav b'shar gomer klal ela erisin osin. Even though by regular kiddushin, by regular women, kesav b'shar only do the beginning of the process. Bikamakam kivan da ashachan biyavama to be a lachud gomer ba. But once you have a yavama that you see bia finishes, umatzina nami the iskishu havayos lahadadi. And we have the principle that we have by a regular woman that maybe just like Bia finishes by Yibam, if you compare all the ways that Yibam could be accomplished, maybe you compare all the Darkei could do, just like we compare all the Darkei Kedushin to itself, Kesav Shtar and Bia. So you compare all the Darkei Yibam to themselves, if you would say Kesav Shtar would work. And therefore, just like Bia would be Gomer, so to Kesav Shtar would be Gomer, even though they're not Gomer, by a regular woman. That's the kasha. We call Malcolm and Mele Yishton Aloma to Kesav Shtar Nami Gomer Ba. And this is Vachinir Balash and Rashi. He thinks that second line in Rashi is alluding to it. Kibia, if you vama kesef ishtar kibia, talk civilly isha, thinks that it would be comparable. So that's the kesef ishtar. Even though bia is gomeris, but so too this. So we say no, only bia and not kesef ishtar. Ve'ema my v'yibma b'dival karcha miyabim. Maybe v'yibma does not mean to teach me an extra pasuk that only bia would work, but maybe it's coming to teach me that it's bal karcha, that even if the woman is not interested, Bia works by Karcha. The first mission in Parak HaBal Yavimto, Bein Ba'onis, Bein Mishogi, Bein Meza, Bein Mirasam, doesn't matter how the Bia is performed. Even if he doesn't know that this is the Yavama, they perform an active Bia, it automatically works. So maybe that's what the Yibma works, and not to teach me that Dafka Yibum, Bia with Yibum. Same Kaino, Limakrav, Viyabim, my Viyibma, Shrami Natarti. What's the extra? Hey, you learn both. Actually, the Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashash just has one line where he says, where are we in Simen Pei Beis? There's two of them today. So Simen Pei Beis says, Reb Chaim, "V'hadinat v'matina miyivyima b'bia gomeres b'av ein kesef ishtar." The fact that it says v'yima and that only bia works, don't think that this bia of yibam is similar to the kinyan of bia of kiddushe bia. Even though the Gemara seems to be comparing them. And the Pnei Yeshua noted the difference between them, but there's still a difference. The high bias yibam eino din shel kiddushe bia. The bia that we have by yibam is not like kiddushe bia that we have by kiddushin. Elashu din kinyan chada shel yibam. The special new din by yibam. Again, we already emphasized that by that comment of the Pnei Yeshua that the kiddushe bia is not gomer. We had a little question of erisin osa or nisuin osa we had earlier in the feud. But says Reb Chaim, don't think that yibam is just a form of kinyan kiddushe bia. Why? I'll give you an example of the difference in halacha. The ha'ara de mahani b'kiddushin ba'alma b'tchilas ha'ara u'b'yibim ba'i sofa ariyochiyach. The halacha is that tchilas bia works by kiddushin, and sof bia is needed by yibim. Tchilas bia is needed by yibim. It's a whole discussion by the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol do yibim because tchilas bia is already Kohen and he has to marry a besula. So but you see there's a difference. Tchilas bia is... it's counted by one, and Tosopi is needed by the other. So you see there's a difference between the two. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara, B'chalitza minala. So that's how we know that by Yibam, she's nikna b'bia. But how is she kona herself? By chalitza, or with the death of the Yavam. So minalan, how do we know that by chalitza, what? How do we know what? Chalitza is a pasuk in the Torah. So what are we trying to say? How do we know that chalitza makes her mutter? Because in the Torah it does not say that dafka chalitza allows her to marry out, just as you perform chalitza. So Rashi asks, how do you know that chalitza is not just a mitzvah, but a matir? Says Rashi, Dilma, in the end of that Rashi Imkain, but the sixth skinny line, Dilma mitzvah chalitza hu derama rachmana Allah ula olam lo mishtarya. Maybe chalitza is just an act, a ceremony that must be performed by her if she doesn't want to do Yibam. But who says that this is a way for her to be able to marry anybody she wants? It's an amazing Rashi, but this is a huge topic in the topic of Chalitza, which we discussed, I think, if you were around in Yevamos, in the 12th parak in Yevamos, we discussed the issue of Chalitza. How do you look at Chalitza? And there are many, many cases to look at, whether you look at Chalitza as a mitzvah or a matir. Right, the biggest one is, you know, let's say there's no reason to perform the chalitza. Let's say a woman's not going to get married. She's not going to get remarried. And she says, so forget it. She's 106 years old, and she's not going to get married. So do you have to perform chalitza in that case? So the Chacham Tzvi says no. First, Shuvin the Chacham Tzvi says, no, you don't have to perform chalitza. And other achronim are not so sure. What do you mean? Not to perform chalitza mitzvah? Maybe it has a matir element, but inherently is a mitzvah. So therefore, you can't. You have to do it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yibam, Yivama shetava hayavam lechalitza. Let's say the Yivama, the woman goes over to the Yivam, please do chalitza. V'yomeres eini choletzes v'lo netelach tzuva. Or the husband says, the Yivam says, let's do chalitza. And she says no. She says, I'm not going to do chalitza. If I don't want to tell us ksuba, I'm not going to take my ksuba either. You're not going to leave me the ksuba? Okay. Ela eshev bebeis ba'ali kishar kol ha'almanos. I'm going to stay in my dead husband's house. I'm just going to live here with my other... Right, she can't stay with her kids, because then she wouldn't be able to... She wouldn't be performing the situation. He said, I'm going to stay here. Says the Rambam, Ein shomin la shaharei hiknu osa lazem min ha'shamayim. There was a kinyan yim in ha'shamayim. V'ratza miyabim, ratza choletz v'nosin ksuba. Sounds like from the Rambam that it's a mitzvah, right? It's a zika that's crying out for a heter that you must do. It doesn't matter if she's not interested in doing it. But if you look in just by contrast in the Sefer HaKovetz, which is one of the achronim in the back of the Frankel Rambams, in the first one, quoting on the Rambam on the koteret of the Rambam, because the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Yibam, what is the mitzvah? Everybody counts chalitza as a mitzvah. The question is, what's the nature of this mitzvah? Everybody counts as one of the 613. Rambam says, "Mitzvah sasem in a Torah she yabeim adam eishes echa me'aved beim and itzua beim and erison in meis below zera." So says the Sefer Hakovitz. Mitzvah say zu pashut to who kishar mitzvos kmo shofar velula v'domehem v'imhi v'hu merutzim shelo liyabeim v'lo lachlots v'ratzona lasheves galmuda v'aguna. She wants to just sit alone for the rest of her life. Bezin kofen also l'kayim a mitzvah, tough luck. Just like Bezin is kofen on any mitzvah that say, Bezin forces, so do here. And it goes to Raya, that this is used as a, in the Asi Docha Lo Sase discussion. So if it would be a matir, it wouldn't be used in the Asi Docha Lo Sase discussion. So they bring that as a Raya, what about if she doesn't want to do it? Another case, the Nitziv rings. The Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin that a king, machlokas tanan, whether a king does chalitza. Meaning, if the king's wife dies, does the
no?
Right, the king does. So that's machlokas. The Rabbi Lacham say no. The Melech does not do chalitza, and the king's brother dies. The king's brother dies. Right. Then the king's brother dies. Does the king's brother's wife do chalitza? Spit into the king. Sure. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. And the Gemara says, "Asking Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? A Melech cannot be mochal on his kavod, right? A Melech can't be mochal on his kavod." So the Gemara answers, "Mitzvah shiny, mitzvah shiny." And the Nitziv says, oh, that proves to me that it's a mitzvah and it's not just a matir. And what is the other? Maybe what's the other shita that says you're not allowed to do it? Maybe the point of that mandar is that no, it's not a mitzvah really. It's just a matir, and therefore you can't say mitzvah shiny. Can't apply here. One other example, and then we'll continue. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a similar case. Not just where the king's brother dies, where the king's wife dies. Does a eishes melech do chalitza? So Rashi says no. Why? Mibrisha asur linasei. She can't get married anyway. First of all, the king's wife can only marry another king, right? Malib Bakodesh. So she's not going to get married anyway. So what's she doing chalitza for? That's what Rashi said to say. Mibrisha asur linasei. So Rashi's taking the matir approach, and therefore if she's not going to get married anyway, then don't do chalitza. Says the Rishash on that Rashi. L'chora hachanami the mitzvah chalitza ena bechdeisha tehe mutaris linasei. Ela shei mitzvah mitama kamus. There are hidden reasons. Meitanu. Afemina Rosalinasi Laolam. He says, I saw the Chacham Tzvi that says it's a matir, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. So again, this is a big discussion. How do you look at the mitzvah of chalitza? Again, everybody counts it as one of the 613, but do you say inherently it's a mitzvah or a matir? There's also an interesting discussion about a bracha. Do you make a bracha on chalitza? It also might reflect. So we don't have a bracha on chalitza. The question is, why don't we have a bracha on yibam either? So why don't we have a bracha on yibam or chalitza? So the Chuvas Rashba quotes that maybe it's because the ikar is pur revu. L'hakim al shem achav ames. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. Others give other reasons, but again, if there's no bracha here, is anybody going to give the reason that it's not a mitzvah? But one can look in those marmakomos. But either way, that discussion might come up right here. Let's continue. So minolan. So how do we know that chalitza is matir the woman to marry out? We call his name, the man who did not do yibam, we call him in Israel, the house that the one that the shoe had to be taken off. We darshan kivan shechalas banal. Once the now is taken off, chutzal call Yisrael. So we darshan. Rashi explains from the word be Yisrael next to the word bias in the pasuk. Be Yisrael. Once you do the now, so then you could have a bias in Yisrael. Then you're allowed to marry out once you do this process. So Mar says, 1 minute. Hi, Yisrael, Ahachyudasa. That's what the word Yisrael is teaching me, that she can marry anyone. Hi, mi bai, look at the Tani, Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Don't we need it for the following? Rav Shmuel by Yehuda says in a Braisa, be Yisrael, be Bezdin Shal Yisrael, below be Bezdin Shal of the Kachavim, or on the Bach, and on the side of the Girsa of Gerim. That for Chalitza, you can't use a Bezdin of Gerim even. The Rif explains, for Dine Nefashos, for very high level items, in a halacha, you need at least a Jewish father. Even if your parents were gerim, you can still judge a case of dinei nefashos, as long as your parents were Jewish. For dinei mamonos, you just need to be Jewish. Imo mi Yisrael, right? Your mother can be Jewish. But for other mesimos, then even a ger is allowed to have a position. Chalitza is the highest level. Chalitza, you need bezdin. You can't have a bezdin shel gerim. Says the Ritva, explained by that's the halacha, that for chalitza it's just like dine nafashas, and therefore you cannot have a bezdin of gerim. That's what Yisrael is used for. So where it says no trei be Yisrael ksivi, it says these word be Yisrael twice by the parsha of Yibam, and therefore that is good enough to learn both the halacha you can't have bezdin of gerim, and also that she's both to marry out. Vakadi by the look at the Tanya be also needed for the following brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas Hayinu Yosh from Lefir Rabbi Tarfon. We were saying in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Ubasi Yivama Lachlots, and Yivama came to do Chalitza v'Amar Lanu. Anu Kolchem v'Amru Chalutz Anal Chalutz Anal. As the Mishnah says in Yivamis, that there's a kiyum for everyone at witnessing the Chalitza. Everybody, all the Jews there to scream out Chalutz Anal Chalutz Anal. So that's what's learned there from Yisrael. So he said, no, Hahumi Vinikra Shmo Nafka. That's learned that from the Vinikra Shmo. You should call his name. That's where you learn that from, not from the word Yisrael. Okay. Uben Misas Hayavam. And when the Yavam dies, that is also allows her to get married. So again, just like yesterday, instead of just saying it's a Svara, there's no more Zika, the Gemara looks for a Makar. So Minalan, how do we know that when the Yavam dies, she is allowed to marry out? So Kal v'chomer, so it is a Kal v'chomer. I forgot to mention just one of the makar related to the mitzvah matzah discussion, which we're going to get back to in a minute. The Minchas Chinuch quote in Tavkuf Tzadik Tes in the Chalitza discussion quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph is the one that says that it's only a matir, and therefore if one doesn't want to do it, we don't have to force her. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Olufiani is daiti to ha kavana she matir osa zu kavana skinyan. If it's just a matir, what kind of kavana does she have to have when she does it? Just kavana to be kona herself. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you also have to have kavana to do the mitzvah. He mitzvahs asay v'kachal mitzvahs. Ubekavana zu lasi sidei hamitzvah ein tzorach rakacholis v'kayim hamitzvah. So he says you have to have kavana for the mitzvah, even though it is a matir, but it's also a mitzvah. And then he adds, who has to have the kavana and who's the mitzvah on? He says, who has to have the kavana? V'choletz, the man. Avolo, he, but not her. She doesn't have to. Why? The mitzvah ala zacharim, kamoja kadav rabba machaber. The mitzvah is on the man. V'gam afilu lo kivin kavana zu nifter. Even if she didn't have any kavana, the tour still works. De'ein heter shelo talui be'im yatsu yidei hamitzvah. V'kavana zeh l'shono zu mizu. Interesting, says the Minchas Chinuch. Even if he didn't have kavana, it still worked, because there's a matter element that's separate. That if you didn't have kavana, so you weren't yotzei the mitzvah possibly, but you still get the heter. You could separate the two elements, says the Minchas Chinuch, the heter and the mitzvah element. So set the Gemara back to where we're up to. Minalan, how do we know that the death of the Yavam allows her to get marry out? Tokal v'chomer, tokal v'chomer. Umay eishes ish shehi b'chenek. If an eishes ish, which is an iser of chenek by an eishes ish, b'ishes habal matirasa, and yet the death of the husband of a married woman is matter her, even though it's a very strong connection. There's an iser misa if she strays. Yavama she balav, a yavama where there's only a lav, still an aveira, but it's only a lav if a woman marries, if is mizana, quote unquote, when she's a zakuka to the yavam, lo kashkein. So surely that should be matered by the man involved, you know, dying. So if a real marriage is done, finished by a misa, so through surely by Ezekiel Yavam. Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you compare Mila Eishes Ish and Yosef a get? You see, Eishes Ish might just be different, because an Eishes Ish could be go out with a get. So Rabbi Zusheni Yosef a get. While by Yavama, a get doesn't work. doesn't work. So the verse says, Hanami Yosubah Chalitza. What do you mean? She has Chalitza. So that means that it's might easier for Yavam and Yavam to leave the relationship. The verse says, okay, a different try. Ela Mala Ashes Ish. So these are the two key lines now that the Rachmanim discuss. Mala Ashes Ish, Shekane Osra Matira. What do you mean? Maybe you can't compare them, but because by an Ashes Ish, the same one that asked her in the first place is matering her. He married her, see, he asked her, and now he died. So therefore, they're mutter. That makes sense. What's the we're assuming? But by Yavama, it's not the true. The dead brother assured her, and who's matter her? Now that you have this Yavam involved. The Gemara answers, Amaravashina ha'anami osra matira. Here also it's the same person. Yavam osra, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. What was the Havamina? That it's the dead brother that is assuring her, and it's the Yavam trying to do Chalisa, which is mattering her. So the Gemara answers, no, it's really the same one. Who's assuring? Yavam osra, Yavam sharila. Rashi says if there was no living brother, she'd be mutter. So you see, the Yavam is the one that's answering her, right? So this is what I think we mentioned last week, the discussion of the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Daraisa. When we talk about the Isra of Yavam Alashuk, the Zika created, who is the real owner of this Isra? Is it the dead brother that's creating the Isra? His marriage continues even after he dies through his brother? Or no, his marriage finished, and now it's his dead brother, it's his live brother that is creating the Isser. That's one question. And even if you want to say that it's the dead brother, is it the dead brother per se, or is it the live brother standing in for the dead brother? Right? So he goes back and forth about what do you say about this case, but one of the guards he quotes is our Gemara. He says, The Havamina says, Mala Ishishkin Osra Matira, it's the, by Yavama, it's not the same person. So he makes it seems to be that the dead brother is the Asering and the Yavam is the Matering. Right? The dead brother, it's his marriage. What does the Gemara answer? No, it's the same one. It's really, the Yavam is doing both. The Yavam is Asering, the Yavam is Matering. Does that mean the Yavam per se, or does that mean the Yavam because he's a stand-in for his dead brother? But again, all of these possibilities are open based on the language of the Gemara. Also, by the way, yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, we also had a crucial line related to this. Remember the fifth to last line on Yigimel Beis, what did the Gemara say? Yavam lo ikri acher. When the Gemara tried to say, maybe it's excluding Yavam, the Gemara says, no, Yavam is not an acher. Right? Because Yavam is like the brat, it's like the husband. So again, that was also an important line regarding that sugya. Okay. So good? So it says the Gemara Vayter. V'tehei eishes ish yotza b'chalitza mikal v'chomer. So, fine, we figured out that the Misas HaYavam allows the Yavam to go free, but we said Gerushin doesn't work, Chinese Chalitza or Misas HaBaal. So now let's go the other way. Maybe a married woman should be able to do Chalitza to get out of her marriage. Maybe a married woman should be able to do Chalitza and not just a get. And from, you know, from a Kavachomer. Yavama who cannot go out with a get, can go out with chalitza. Zusha yotza b'get, inu dish yotza b'chalitza. A married woman who can't use a get should be able to use chalitza. Amarkra, no. Sefer krisus. Sefer kursa v'ein davar acher kursa. No, she has to go out with a sefer, with a written document, and chalitza cannot work. Again, underlying all of these questions, even though they seem to be just technical kavachomers, is the issue, how much do you compare a zika of yibum to a regular marriage? How much do you compare getting out of a zika of yibum to getting out of a regular marriage? That's the more fundamental question behind these. How does get work? How does chalitza work? Is it an uprooting? Is it a cutting? All of these are questions that, if we're comparing these, you know, that's what it's really asking. Because maybe chalitza has to be an uprooting. A get is a cutting. So that's what. And how could one work for the other one? That's the svar is behind all of these technical questions. Continuing, let's say a yavama should go out with a get through a kavachomer. Also, the other way, a regular married woman who cannot use chalitza can go out with a get. So, a married woman who can use chalitza should also be able to use a get. So, amar kra kacha v'kacha liikuva. Now, it says the word kacha in the parsha of Yibum, so that means Rakacha Yaseh Shelo Yivnes Misachiv. So therefore, the extra word Kacha, this is how it should be done. That means it should be Ma'akev. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Kalhecha Dika Yikuva Lo Darshin Kavachomer. Whenever it says Kacha, that means it has to be this way. You don't Darshin a Kavachomer otherwise. What do you mean? We have the following: V'ha Yom Kippur Yom Kippurim Dechsev Goral V'Chuka. By Yom Kippurim, when you have the two goats in front of you, and you're labeling one for Lashem, and one to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, and one for Lazazel, one to be thrown off a cliff, which is a very, remember a couple months ago, I was learning it with my son, about Lazazel, and we push him to the end, and we give him a little push. He's like, yeah, and then what happens? and then whatever, and there's a pillow on the bottom, and what happens to the goat? And Hashem takes care of him. Oh, Hashem takes care of him. It's a very hard halacha. Very hard halacha. But again, it's a lot of symbolism. A lot of symbolism. So it says there by that halacha, how do you know which one is labeled? They're looking, the Mishnah says in Yuma, they look exactly the same, they're the same height, you bought them the same time. So how do you know which one gets Lashem and which one gets Lazazel? So it says Goro, you do a Goro, right? You do a lottery, and the Kohen Gadol picks out of a hat, picks out of a kalfi, you know, one petek that says Lashem, and that goes on the right one, and Lazazel goes on the left. So it says there, use the Goro v'chukah, and it says the word chok there, v'tanya, and it says v'asahu chatas, and we darsh from the words v'asahu chatas, ha-goro lo sachatas, v'en Lashem lo sachatas. The Goro has to be the one which labels it as, which is going to be the chatas, and Hashem, if the Kohen Gadol just decides himself, he calls it, gives it a kriya Hashem, this is going to be the one that's Lashem chatas, it doesn't work. It has to be through a goro. Sheyachol, because I might have said a kal v'chomer otherwise. V'halodinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shelo kiddush a goro, in a place where a goro cannot be makadish. What's that case? Rashi explains. Let's say you have to bring a kan of birds. A kan is a pair of birds. Let's say a woman's a zava, or a zava, or a zava, or yoledas, whatever the case is, that you have to bring a pair of birds. So one is a chadas, one is an olas. How do you decide which is which? You let her do a goro? Halacha is no. Goro doesn't work. Either you have to label them, the owner, or the Kohen has to label them, which is Chadas, which is Ola, by Kriya Shem. So, Uma, B'makam Shalom Kidesh HaGorol, in a place, by the case of the pair of birds, where the Gorol does not make it holy. Kidesh HaShem, but a Kriya Shem can make it holy. Makam Shakidesh HaGorol, in a place where the Gorol can be Makadesh, like by the case of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, in a Ditchiki, Kadesh HaShem, so surely, Kavachomer, a Kriya Shem should work. So Tamalomer, that's what the Pasuk says, V'oso Chatas, HaGorol Oso Chatas, V'en Hashem Oso Chatas. There's a special Pasuk to teach me that only the Goro works and not Kriya Shem. So the Gemara is Medayit of a time at the Miyate Cross. So the only reason that only the Goro works, not Shem, is because there's an extra Pasuk. But without the extra Pasuk, we would have Darshan the Kavachomer to say that Kriya Shem would work, even though it says Chok, by that vote of the Kohen Gadol. But didn't we say whenever it says the word chok, it's ma'akev, and you can't darshan's kal v'chomer to the contrary? So, isn't that a rule? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Kra. So you're right. A different reason why, going back to the original question, it's not based on the word kacha, chok, but a different reason why we say that the chalit, a regular yevama, cannot use a get. Cannot go out with a get, she needs chalitza. Amar Kra, la, v'lo li yevama, la, only to a regular woman, because of la, sefer krisus, only she could get a get, and a yevama cannot get a get. Deyma la, lishma, maybe la is there to teach people, lishma, trey la, see if you know it says the word la twice, and that's why you can't use la to teach me lishma, and leave the other one open for chalitza. They're both regarding a regular woman. Let's see, the Ritva brings up another one, another chukah. The Gemara says in Zvachim, how do you know that a Kohen who does the Avodah without washing his hands and feet? We know before every Avodah, every Kohen has to go to the Kiyar and wash his hands and feet. So how do you know if Kohen doesn't wash his hands and feet, the Avodah is Psula? So you learn it out, Chok, a Gzira Shafa from Mechusar Begadim. Just like by Mechusar Begadim, if he's wearing less than one of his special Begadim, it is Pasul, his Avodah is Pasul. So to here. So the Ritva says, what do you mean? It says the word Chok. So what do you need the Gzira Shava for? It says the word chok, so that it must be ma'akev if it says the word chok. So the Ritva says, quoting Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yakar, that no, he says, no, without the Gzira Shava, I would have said it's ma'akev. What's ma'akev? That the carbon does not work for this person, but it's still a kosher carbon. We have the Katzim in Mesach HaZvachim, beginning of Zvachim, that a carbon can be kosher, el shalo olo l'bailam l'shem chova. Right, it's kosher, but it didn't work. You got to bring another one. That's the chiddush of the gzeira. You're right. The word chok will tell me it's ma'akev, that doesn't work for the owner. But it to make it puzzle, that we need the gzeira shava for. Just like by mechusar begadim, the avoda is psula. So to here, the avoda is puzzle. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the akati miboile charlo lishma viidach la velolo lechaverta. Still, I need a pasuk to teach me la lishma. One is to teach me lishma viidach la, the other la velolo lechaverta, and not to her and her friend. What do you mean to use one get to divorce two women? man has a two wives, and he's going to say, Hare aten megureshesli, so-and-so and so-and-so, or let's say, my two wives who are named Leah, you know, so he could, right, so that's you know, that we'd learn that you can't use one get for two wives, right, that's what Rashi says, Sheshmosein shavin, she nashim is garshes begedechad, right, even if you write, Ploni megaresh, Ploni su, Ploni nashav, even if you write, Reuven divorces his two wives Leah, right, if you look in the Makna, why does Rashi first say, both the same wives, and then say plonus or plonus. So the Makna discusses why Rashi says that. So maybe the Pasuk's law are used up, and therefore they cannot teach me to limit get to a regular woman and not to Chalitza. And to teach me, how could it be used to teach me that you cannot do a get for a Zika, for a Yibam? Elamakra, now. Nal in midiach lo. So you learn it from the word nal. Only if you use the shoe, the ceremony, but nothing else. V'hai nal hachidasa does not teach me that. Haimi bayle. No, nal is to teach you the following. Look at the Tanya. Na'alo. His na'al is used. His shoe. And his sandal. Ailin elin na'alo. I only know his sandal. Na'al shall call adam inale. How do I know that bidiyeved you could use any shoe? Tamalomer nal riba. It says the word nal twice. Imke matamalomer na'alo. So what is the word na'alo come to teach me? Na'alo hara'uilo. A sandal that fits him. You have to use a sandal that fits the husband. Prat legadol shein yachal halechbo. You can't use one that's too big that he can't walk in. Prat lekaten shein choves rovaglo. You can't use a small one that does not cover the most of his foot. So I mean, because sometimes you could wear like a small shoe just to put in the front and walk with it a little bit, but it's not covering. You're not really steady on it, so you can't use that either. Prat lemisulayim shein lo akev, a type of shoe that doesn't have a heel. It's just around on the bottom. So that's what it's used. That's what the pasuk is used for. So imkay nechtav karnal my hanal shraminatardi. So still you have enough to learn all of the dinim from it. And the maskana, you cannot get out of Ezekiel Yibam through get, only through chalitza. Nowadays, bati dinim have a special chalitza sandal. And you don't just use a shoe. You don't just use your own one under your laces. Special chalitza sandal, which is wrapped around a number of times on the leg, and it's used special. Mm-hmm. Leave it over and over again. Every bezin has one or two. Not so many of them floating around. Not every bezin has one. Not every bezin does chalitza. It's only a special batidina. Okay, so these first 13 blot, 14 blot in Mesechas Kedushim were about kinyanim of an isha. You have an isha getting married. So now we move on to the next set of kinyanim, the kinyanim of an eved ivri. An eved ivri. The Rambam says, just as an introductory note, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Avadim, Eved Ivri Ha'amor Batara Zeha Yisraeli Shemachro Osobezen Al Karcho O Amocha Atzma Lertzono. Two types of Eved Ivris. A Jewish Eved. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew, a full complete Jew. He's chayv in all mitzvahs, but there are two reasons why he might have been sold. Either Bezdin sold him against his will because he stole and he doesn't have enough money to pay back. So Bezdin will sell him in order to pay back the money. Or a person who sells himself. Why do you sell yourself? The Rambam says, if you're extremely poor, you don't have enough money to eat or even to buy clothes. Right? So then you're allowed to sell yourself in order to work up a little financial capital. Says the Rambam, Ve'ein locha ish mi Yisrael, shemochron oso bezdin ela haganav bilvad. This is the only Jew, trivia question, the only Jew that Bezdin sells is a Jew who stole that doesn't have enough money to pay back the Karen. You don't have money to pay back the Kefal, the double, you're not sold. Only if you don't have enough money to pay back the Karen, that's when you are sold. The Rambam also, based on the Gemara, says, Kol Eved Ivri Asur Lavod Bo Befarech. You can't work him extremely hard, backbreaking labor. Right? Avodas Perech. Based on Avodas Perech, what's Avodas Perech? We know it from Mitzrayim. What's Avodas Perech? Zu Avoda She'en La Kitzva. An Avoda without an end. Just do this for me. You know, gather. Oh, avoda she'ino tzarech lo, or a totally useless avoda. Ela tehe machshavaso laha avido bilvad shelo yevatel. I just don't want him to be sitting there doing nothing. So do this for me. You know, pick up these Q-tips for the next 6 hours and then put it back. Right. So that's avodas perech. So you know that it's an isur d'oraisa. Right. This is not avadim in halacha should not be translated as slaves, because slavery conjures up different ideas of based on the American Civil War time. You know, it should be translated as servitude, a servant. servant is different than a slave, and that's much as your servant has to eat before you. There are many halachas that apply that to a Jewish avadim that do not apply, much different than when we translate as slaves, right? So people read with Perash Mishpatim, oh, Judaism believes in slavery, chas v'shalom, no, nothing to do with it. They have a lot of rights and privileges. Very, very different. Says the okay. So says the Mishnah. So Eved Ivri nikta b'kesef b'shtar, and Eved Ivri, how can you acquire an Eved Ivri when Beis Din sells him, or when he sells himself with kesef or with shtar? Who gives the shtar to who? We'll talk about it in the Gemara in the future. Does the owner give the shtar to the Eved? You are my servant. Does the servant give the shtar to the master? I am your slave. So we'll see. V'kona atzmo, that's how he becomes an Eved Ivri. How does he get out of being an Eved Ivri? V'kona atzmo b'shanim, 6 years. Ubi Yovel, or if Yovel kicks in before the 6 years, Ubi Giraon Kesef, which we discussed a few days ago. Tisha, the bathroom right outside. Ubi Giraon Kesef, or the lowering of the Kesef, meaning, as we discussed a few days ago, let's say an Eved Ivri was sold for $600, as that means it's $100 per year. If he worked for 4 years, there's $200 left. If he's able to pay off the rest of his servitude time, that he can go free also. That's called Giron Kesef. You know, I mean, a discussion between the Beis Halevi and one of the other Achron and Reb Shmuel, I think, about whether that Giron Kesef is a new Kenyan at the time, or it's just a Sila Kachov that is owed to the original owner. So Reb Chaim thought it was, the Beis Halevi thought it was a new Chov, based on the fact that the Gemara said it can't be less than a Shavu Pruta. It can't go less than that in the Giron. Yisera Alav Amma Hevriya, and Amma Hevriya, which is the same, and Amma Hevriya, is not sold for Geneva. Hevriya cannot be sold for Geneva. A woman is never sold for Geneva. But she has another way of going free. Shekona Thasma Bisimanim. She's Kona herself with Simanim, meaning once she becomes a Gedola. Once she becomes a Gedola, so then she also goes free, which is impossible by an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri cannot be sold when he's a Katan. He can only be sold when he's a Gadol. It's just the opposite. Hanirza, in Eved Nirza, right, we know from Mishpatim, who had his ear pierced, Nikneh B'Ritziah, he's Nikneh after the 6 years with Ritziah, now he's Nikneh to the Adon, V'Konet Asma B'Yovel, and he goes free by Yovel, even though the Torah says, Avadola Olam, it means till Yovel, Upamisas Adon, whether when the Adon dies, he also can go free. He does not go down to serve the sons. That's not past B'Yerusha, in Eved Nirza. Said Eved Ivri Nikneh B'Kesef, mean all, and have you known Eved Ivri, can be Nikneh B'Kesef, Amar Kra, Mi Kesef Miknaso. You learn it from the Pasuk Mikesef Magnaso, which is a Pasuk by where a Jew, an Eved, was sold to a guy. Beis Din will never sell an Eved Ivri to a guy. But let's say he had to sell himself to a guy. Beis Din will never sell him to a guy. Mikesef Magnaso, Malami Chinik Nebekesef. So you see, you're buying him back with Kesef. So if you're buying him back with Kesef, it must be the original Kenyan happened with Kesef also. Ashkechon Eved Ivri, Anim Kalo V'Kochavim. As I just mentioned, the context of that Pasuk is by an Eved Ivri bought from a guy. So there I know that Kenyan Kesef works. Hoel V'Kol Kenyan of a Kesef. Because everything a non-Jew does is with kesef, right? So Rashi says, "Hold the kol kinyan shalov v'kachavim bekesef shlo nemer bo meshicha v'metaltan elav Yisrael." Kesef is the kinyan that's done with non-Jews. So nimker li Yisrael minal. And how do I know that the never every sold to a Jew would work? By the way, but so other kinyanim might work with a guy. That's why when we sell the chametz, we do so many different kinyanim with them. We want to make sure we do about 7 kinyanim with them. We give them, we accept money from them. We have the document. We shake hands. Right, that's the situmta. What's usually done? We do chalipin, right? We do the pick up the pen. We give over the shtaros. I mean, we do a kinyachatzer. We lease the land of the place where the chametz is to the guy. We do about 5 or 6 kinyanim just to make sure that we're covered. So the Gemara says, but kesef is the one that's always used with a guy. Nigal Yisrael bin Alan. How do you know that Kenyan kesef will work though? Jew to Jew. I'm gonna leave a hefta. Malamei shemegaris bebidyon aviyotza, because you know there's a kaz of giron kesef. She could be redeemed by herself. So therefore, that's how you know there could be a Kenyan Kesef, because if there's Giron Kesef, there must be there was Kenyan Kesef. So Ashachan, Amma Ha'Evriya, that Pasuk is by Amma Ha'Evriya. So I understand by Amma Ha'Evriya, there's Giron Kesef, Ho, Mikdash Ha'Kesef, Mikdash Ha'Kesef, and Amma Ha'Evriya, I know, can accept Kesef Kiddushin, right, originally, that was the concept of Yud that we mentioned. So we understand that she could be Mikdash Ha'Kesef. Eved Ivri Min Alan, how do we know by a male? Amar Kra, Ki Macha Lacha Ha'Echicha Ha'Evriya, O'Evriya, Avadcha Sheishanim. The same Pasuk you have both. So Makish, Ivri, Le'Evriya, Ash, right? So you compare the Eved Ivri to the Amma Ha'Evriya, you compare them both. Ashkechan Machru Beis Din. I understand all these Makaris by a case where Beis Din sold him. Like we said, there are two types. Hol v'nimkar bal karcha, because he sold forcibly, that's why Kesef should be able to work. Mahakesher, what's the connection? Just because he sold forcibly, why should Kesef work? So Rashi explains that Kesef is a lower level, lower strength kinyan than what, let's say, chazaka, grabbing the eved. That's a strong kinyan. Just paying for the eved is not as strong. So if somebody is sold bal karcho, so then Rashi says he would need less of a kinyan. Why? That's what Rashi said. I didn't know Saint Shein Nikta Bekesef below Chazaka. Hold Yesh Bo Tzad Kal Kishenim Kal Bal Karcho. Right? There's a Tzad Kal that he sold forcibly. So therefore, it must be that he could be so he could even Kesef. This has to do with the concept that we mentioned in the past. That's going to come up a lot in Maseches Kedushin. The concept of Horaas Bailus. All kinyanim are there to reflect ownership. If I pull something that reflects ownership, if I do chazaka on something that reflects ownership, sometimes I need a lower level of horas bailus. For example, getting something from a ger, I might need, we'll get to the details at a later date, I might need a lower level kinyan because you're not taking this out from somebody else's rishus. If a ger, I'm sorry, not a ger, hefker. If you take something from hefker, so you might need a lower level of horas bailus because it's nobody's now. You're just taking it. You're not taking it from somebody. So here too, it could be if somebody is Bezin's forcing you to take it, so you don't need to do that much of a kinyan. This is forcing you. But if somebody sells himself, how do you know? So Yalav Sachar Sachar, so you know it from Xira Shava, comparing Mochar Atzmo and Moab Bezdin selling. So Hani Chalamandi Yalav Sachar Sachar, this works. If you darshan Xira Shava Sachar Sachar, if you have that Masorah from your Rebbe, Alamandi Yalav Sachar Sachar, Maikala Meimar, but if not, if you don't have the Xira Shava, so how do you know it? So Amar Kra, V'chisa Sig. Moshe Valenian Rishom, Yilmod El Yomitachton. The Pasuk says, V'chisa Sig, V'chi with the Vav, and that is comparing the case of Mocher Atzmo to a guy, and we compare that to Mocher Atzmo to a Jew, and once we have those cares, and then you learn one to the other, with a Hekish, and then that way, your Mokar is covered, even by Mocher Atzmo. So net period. So now the Gemara says, Man Tana de lo yof sachar sachar. You alluded to some machlokas about whether you darshan the gzira shava of sachar sachar or not. So where is that? So hi Tana, it's this Tana. So we're gonna have number one now, and number two is gonna come up in the middle of the next on Tesvav of an Aleph. But this is the first possibility. Maybe they're arguing about sachar sachar. Where did Tanya? The Gemara, the Brisa quotes differences between mocher atzmo and macheru bezdin. Two types of eved ivris. Ha mocher atzmo nimka l'sheish. If somebody sells themselves, they're sold for 6 years, v'yeser al sheish, or for more than six. And if you, Rashi says, you can make a tanai, and evidently you want to be sold for 10 years. On dafka six. Machru bezin eino nimka al sheish. When bezin sells you, it's only 6 years. That's the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Hamocher atzma eino nirtza. If you sell yourself, there's no concept of ritzia. You know, if you're happy to stay and you pierce the ear. That concept does not exist by somebody who sells themselves. Machru bezin nirtza. Only if bezin sells you because of the stealing, that's when you have the ritzia case. We'll quote, maybe tomorrow, we'll quote the Maharal Diskin about Eben Nirtza, important Maharal Diskin. Mocher Atzmo Ein Manikin Lo. Somebody sells himself, you don't have to take care of him when he leaves you. Severance pay. Severance food. Ha'anaka. Machru Bezdin Manikin Lo. But if Bezdin sells you, you have to be Manik him. Fourth, Hamocher Atzmo Ein Rabo Moser Lo Shifcha Kananis. Person sells themselves, the master does not have a right to give a Shifcha Kananis to this Eved Ivri in order to beget children to the master to be servants. Shifcha Kananis, which is partially non-Jewish. But Machru Atzmo, you don't have it, but Machru Bezdin, Rabo Moser Lo Shifcha Kananis. That's the big Kiddush, which we're going to have to talk about. But an Eved Ivri, who's sold by Bezdin, the master has the right to give him a half-Jewish, a quasi-Jewish woman to live with. Right, only if he had been married beforehand, the Torah says. If he wasn't married beforehand, then begapo yavo begapo yetsa. Right, and Baal Ishahu, right? So we're going to talk about these halachas. But this is another difference between machru atzmo and machru bezdin. How is that allowed? Where does that come from? So we'll have to talk about it. We're on time right now. Machlokas we've shown him. Why is he allowed to marry somebody who's quasi non-Jewish? We'll talk about it. Rabbi Lazar Omer Zeva Zeinu Nimkar L'Sheish. Rabbi Lazar says no. In all these cases, they both can only be sold for 6 years. Zevazah Nirtza, they both can be Nirtza. Zevazah Manikim Lo, Zevazah Rabbah Moshe Lo Shifcha Kananis. So Belezer compares all of them. But Mocher Atzmo, Machru, and Machru Bezdin. So my Labba Kamifliki. Let's say, what's the machlokas between them? The Tanakama Lo Yalav Sachar Sachar, and Belezer Yalav Sachar Sachar. Whether we have the Gzera Shava. So here we have our machlokas that you compare them. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Eftav Yomi Meshe Dabaya Kuliyama Yalav Sachar Sachar. Really, everybody learns the Gzera Shava. Vahacha Bahai Kra Kamifliki. And really, here, everybody argues about each specific case about Darshaning Psukim. We're going to stop here because the Gemara now goes through each of these four case halachos. How do they darshan each one, learning out from Psukim? It's machlokas about Psukim, not about Sachar Sachar. So then it's going to go back to, okay, so where do we have a machlokas about Sachar Sachar? Okay, everybody who is listening to this in Chutz La'aretz, after Yontif Sheni, we should have a good Shavua Tov and a good Nisruchag.